Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior. And complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Let's jump into it today, Savage or Sensible. Not saving the person's number you've been talking to for weeks. Breezy?
Yes.
Do you care to explain why this is being presented for today, Savage or Sensible?
I was hanging out in my house yesterday with my roommate and her phone goes off.
More roommate shade.
And it says, I'll make up a name, maybe Johnny. And that only happens when you don't save someone's name in your iPhone.
This the first time this happened, by the way. I don't know if I'm the only one out there. It freaked me out.
Why did it freak you out?
Because it said maybe so-and-so, and I didn't realize that it did that automatically, and I was confused and thought that my phone just, like, I still don't really get how it works.
So the way it works is the only reason it can do that is if someone texts you and says, hey, it's Corey. So it automatically takes the name, the first name that comes up.
Can
and
we
says,
get confirmation on that? Are you sure that's
no,
how it works?
It is. I swear to God, I looked it up.
Okay.
So
I don't know if when this happened, the person actually said what their name was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
Maybe so and so. Yeah.
So, and I was like, wait, are you kidding me? You don't have, you know, Johnny's number saved? And she's like, no. They've been talking for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And she hasn't saved his number.
Well, I mean, it's saved. It's maybe Johnny.
No, she put absolutely no effort into it. And the maybe in front of it is kind of a little buffer for her to, you know, she doesn't need to save it in her phone. She could if she wants to. She knows who she's texting.
Yeah.
But she didn't go the extra step to actually save the number. And I think it was completely and utterly savage.
Okay. Well,
it just kind of seems like Johnny's really not that important to you, if I'm being honest with everyone here.
Could be the case. I don't know those facts, but I got to go sensible here. Number one, it's her phone. So you're going to do you, whatever you want.
Okay.
As you said yourself, she knows who it is thanks to the weird iPhone thing of saying maybe so-and-so. And would it be that much better if it was Johnny Tinder? Like, really? When it comes down to it? I don't know. I look back on this in my dating days, Breeze, how long ago they may feel. And I kind of wished that I went this route. Because I got a lot of girls from the Tinder and Bumble family in my directory that I don't think need to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, why is it savage exactly? Let's get more into why you think that is.
I think it's savage because I don't understand. I can see maybe if they've been talking for a day or two, but to not save someone's number where they've hung out multiple times, they're starting to form this relationship. And I saw that. I was, you know, freshly talking to someone, maybe walking the line of a relationship. And I saw that, I would be like, you don't care.
What do you want?
So you don't care.
Do you want Johnny Heart Eyes as the, what do you want it as?
Just put my name and my last name and be done with it.
Does she know his last name?
She just found it out, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just kind of, to me, it seems like I'm not that important to you to even go the next step and put my name in your phone.
I don't know. I guess what it comes down to it is I don't see necessarily the huge importance of what someone's labeled in your phone as.
Also,
is there in there? You know who they are? You know who you're communicating with? I think those are all the boxes that need to be checked.
Not for nothing. It's like, do you not want to put my name in there because you do this all the time and you're going to recycle me through? Like, in the next 2 weeks? That's kind of my mentality thinking about all
this. Not necessarily. I guarantee you, there are people listening right now that are probably dating or close friends with people on their phone that still just maybe so-and-so. You know who it is. It's all that matters.
I don't know. It's the importance factor. I need to feel important, and I need to feel.
Do you know? I don't like. Do you know what you're labeled in people's phones as?
Sometimes, yeah, I look.
Of course, you do.
And if I don't like it, I change it. Did that to you,
Savager? Did you really?
Yes.
Savager, sensible, changing your name in someone else's phone. When it comes down to it, I think this is why I believe it's sensible. It's their phone. It's their rules. They get to do what they want. If they know who they're dealing with, that's really all that matters to me.
I don't know. I think it's a little, I don't know, selfish, conceited, and everything in between.
Wow. Okay.
You're just so important that you don't have the time to put
No, I don't think it's an important thing. I think they're lazy. I think it's a laziness factor, honestly, when it comes down to it. But text coming through, Club PXY Save text line at 67822. You say savage on this one. I'm saying sensible. And this person agrees. They texted in saying, sensible. My husband of 5 years still has me in his phone as my maiden name.
Oh, my.
They've been married for five years. All right. This texter, could they be talking to multiple people, and while hanging out with others, they don't want another person's name popping up on their phone?
I don't want to blow up my roommate's spot on the radio, but.
I mean, why stop? Why start now?
I don't know.
I think it's sensible, at least again, in my opinion, because it's her phone and she knows who she's talking to. So that's really all that matters, right?
Yeah, I guess she does. But I've said it once and I'll say it again. The importance factor just doesn't seem like this person is that important to her because she refuses to go that extra step and put his name in her
phone.
It's
lazy, I'll give you that. But I'm not willing to go far enough as to say that this is savage by any means. I knew a guy once that his move, he would not put a girl's number in or put her name in his phone. He would just have numbers. Unless he had hooked up with them.
Oh.
Now, if you want to
go. Love that.
If you want to go savage.
Stand up guy.
You know, just to have the honor, quote unquote, of being in his phone.
Ew.
Now that, if you want to discuss savage or sensible, yeah.
That's...
You've got a case for savagery on that one. But in this instance, I think it's honestly just pure and utter laziness.
Gosh.
Which, how lazy does someone have to be before it turns into savagery?
When did laziness become sensible? When did that ever happen, Corey?
Yeah, it's only affecting
I'm looking
her.
At you.
What?
I'm looking at you.
What about me?
Are you saying that laziness is sensible?
I'm saying
Corey?
It's not savage.
We're walking that line here.
We are.
I'm going savage all day.
A lot of votes on the website at 98pxy.com. You can always vote there for savage or sensible. And for today, savage or sensible, not saving the number of someone you've been talking to for weeks was close today. 55% of the people voting say sensible. Okay. Laziness prevails, Breezy. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's... I hate that for us. I really do.
It doesn't affect you. Should be fine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.